6 months after the Eaton and Palisades fires ravaged Los Angeles communities, LA is well on the road to recovery. The devastating fires broke out January 7th, forcing tens of thousands to flee. By the time it was contained, nearly 38,000 acres had burned, and more than 2,000 buildings were damaged. Governor Gavin Newsom recalls the more than two dozen lives lost in the fire before discussing the recovery.
It's how we respond to what happens to us. And it's that response that I wanted to just briefly highlight here today. As was noted, the bishop, one of the beneficiaries of some debris removal, this has been the fastest fire recovery in terms of debris removal in modern history.
Newsom highlighted some accomplishments as he unveiled the blueprint for reconstruction. He announced Monday that the cleanup process of over 10,000 recorded parcels is nearly complete, and one-third of all residential reconstruction permits have been approved. $3 billion in funding had been secured from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Small Business Association. Newsom's order will fast-track the rebuilding of homes and schools by suspending local permitting laws and building codes. He hopes that the shift towards rebuilding efforts can help local officials with time-sensitive community reconstruction needs. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass on Sunday detailed the recovery effort. In a written release, she said more than 1 million tons of debris had been removed and properties had been cleared for reconstruction months ahead of expectations. Mayor Karen Bass was expected to speak at the event, but was unable to due to an emerging event. Deputy Mayor Freeman gave remarks in her place.
In those early days in January, many wondered how we could possibly come back. But we stand here today after 6 months of resilience, 6 months of neighbors supporting neighbors, 6 months of government, philanthropy, the private sector, community organizations, neighborhood councils, chambers of commerce, and the countless members of the community that have come together to care and nurture one another.
Democratic Senator Alex Padilla also spoke, recalling the importance of celebrating the work of immigrant communities in LA. He said the fight to rebuild Los Angeles is interconnected with defending communities against Trump's mass deportation campaign.
And this is also the time, as California has done for so long, to respect and honor the contributions of so many immigrants in our communities, because many of them work in construction. They're the construction workers that we need to continue the rebuilding process for our communities. This is absolutely not the time to threaten or terrorize construction workers and their families in our community.
Senator Padilla and local officials say further federal support is necessary to keep up the progress of rebuilding. Reporting for Pacifica Radio KPFA News, I'm David Hummel.